Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Herb is a snitch. Black Ink gets a pop-up visit from Rich and Puma, and Caesar is losing it over the drama that's going on at his shops. The review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What the f***, bro? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the f***?
What's up, everybody? I'm your girl Carmen, and this is your Black Ink Crew Chicago After Buzz Reviews panel. I'm here with my lovely co-host today.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Drew Jones.
And it's looking like it's just me and Drew today.
Yes.
In the studio for this lovely hot pink turn up with the hot pink strobe lights. It's just us. Kiki is doing another review right now. And of course, El Marie is still out with her family. So sending much love to both of them. But for now, you've got us too. What's up, girl?
What's up?
What's up? How was your week?
It was good, girl. I can't complain. How was your week?
It was good. You know, got my little reality TV fixing.
Mm-hmm.
Watching my Black Ink Crew cast lose their mind.
Wild like they do. Out.
I just watch and I just look and I'm just like, okay, this is going to be a deep, deep lot of fights to freaking fumble through this season. How'd you feel about the episode today?
It just like, it was messy. I feel a lot of things, you know. Our jackass of the week is going to be hard to pick, I feel like.
I feel like it's going to be hard to pick every week.
Facts.
Facts on facts. Oh, my goodness. So we open up. We see a little bit of what happened with the vandalism. We're going to get into that. We have some fan shout-outs because we asked for information on this Jada and Tati situation. So we have some fans who gave us some feedback, so we're going to read some of that. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of this emotional conflict between C's and Rich, who is now, oh shit, who is now going by Rich, which I think it's about damn time he changes the name.
Yeah, at a certain age, you gotta stop going by the name oh shit.
Like, oh shit?
Stop going by
the
name.
For the longest
time,
I thought his name was O'Shea. And I thought that I was just hearing it wrong. Like, people were just saying O'Shea real quick, like, O'Shea, O'Shea. And I'm like, no, his name is oh shit. This is hilarious. So, no more oh shit. Rich is trying to grow up and grow beyond his little emotional issues, but apparently some other stuff is still going on. But we'll get back to that later. So let's start off talking about how this vandalism, well, not even the vandalism. We open up with Herb going ham on Sky again. Sky going ham on Herb. And this whole brawl is happening. And on top of the brawl, we see Season, an emotional, like, a panic attack, sitting next, like, sitting on the side of the tub, like.
I don't think it was a panic attack. I think he was just, like.
Is he old?
Out of just, breath.
He was out of shape?
Yeah, he was really.
I wanted to open up the whole, like, episode tonight with, like, a towel over my head and just breathing in the mic.
Just
like,
heavy breathing.
To give ode to the drama.
VH1 is so dramatic. Like, they had that stuff going for too long.
They been stretching shit like bubble yum. Like, y'all, can we please get to it? Like, stop like, with the okay. Stretch. Like, okay, they fought. Okay, they're out of breath. Okay. Teddy comes in with the... It's always one person. I was so happy that Kitty stepped up and, like, calmed everybody down. Because, of course, if you light a fire under Sky's ass, you know she gonna shoot off. And Teddy came. Yo, it's what you wanna do? Whatever you wanna do, I wanna do. I'm like, oh, God. Like, y'all are not home.
Which is, like, it's going into my, like, why I'm not that big of a fan of Teddy. Because in that situation, if you're going to be someone's right-hand man, you should be looking out for what's the best situation to do. You hyping C's up when he's trying to calm down is not a smart situation. Like, you just look corny. And I thought it was interesting that Sky was like, you know, I hit him first. Like,
yeah. Like, I thought that was, I was like, okay, because everybody is going, oh, my sister, he hit my sister. I'm like, your sister was wilding off. Your sister was running her mouth, doing the most, and then she swung on a grown man. Not that you should expect to be hit by a man, but you hit him like you asked for so much trouble, and now you got everybody running around trying to ignore the fact that Sky started this whole fight. And this guy steps up and was like, well, I did swing first, right?
Yeah.
I guess because she realized it just went too far at this point. The guys are just too
overwhelmed. They're talking about pulling out guns and whatnot. Right. Like, it just got to be too much too quick. But I feel like my mama always told me, if you're going to swing on somebody, you need to be prepared to get swung back on.
Exactly.
So, man, woman, whatever. I'm not saying men should not put their hands on women whatsoever. Women, however, should not put their hands on, like, violence is just not a thing.
I mean, trust me, like, my crew in Baltimore, right? If one of us fights, all of us fight.
Facts.
And that's how it was growing up. Like, I don't care who started it, who was in the right, who was in the wrong. If one of us fought and all of us weren't there, we got phone calls to show up. Like, meet us at the IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
We got some shit to handle. Like, that's how it went. So I understand why everybody is jumping in, but Sky, to me, was just dead wrong. No, everybody, they should have turned to Sky like, why you keep getting us into this stuff? You know what I'm saying? Nobody reprimanded Sky, really. Sky had to step up for herself like, I dare start it.
Yeah.
And somehow Caesar does some investigating, Kitty does some investigating, and the people in the video were able to be recognized, and Caesar comes up with this bright idea that Herb is a spy.
As a mole.
Or a mole, spy, same thing.
Which, like,
how do you get that to that conclusion, though?
I mean, I get it, though. Like, some strong competition comes up in to your city.
Uh-huh.
Why, like, but if you on that gang life already, why not send somebody up there to mess stuff up?
Right, okay, but devil's advocate. A brand new shop that's going to be attract more attention than yours opens up, and a person who has a lot of clientele gets a job at that new shop, and now he's employed, and that now his old co-workers are jealous because he's getting a new opportunity or he's taking clients away from the old shop. What if that was the case?
But last week Caesar showed the videotape, the surveillance, to Ace and Herb and asked, do y'all know who these people are? And Herb flat out said no. So his ass
Facts.
Is lying. So that's
well, maybe he just didn't want to snitch.
But that doesn't matter. It's like, I mean, like, I'm not pro snitch, but if you come in messing with my money, I'm a snitch. Like, that's just me. You don't come mess with my money. Damn. That's how I feel. I kind of feel Caesar there. What I don't feel Caesar on is the whole, oh, well, who hired Herb? Alex, therefore this is Alex's fault.
Right. Well, I want to get into that a little bit later because that kind of ties into Caesar losing it over Puma, finding out that Puma and Rich is in the shop. So I want to get back to that. But before we talk about that, maybe let's get a little shout out to the network. Maybe we can get back to that.
What up, After Buzzers? Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve fans than us. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help us continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button, check out all of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels, and let us know that you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you, Drew. And shout out to everybody listening to us on iTunes. Please rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
And leave comments. Let us know what you think about the review. Let us know your comments about the episode, what we missed, and what you like us to highlight. We definitely pay attention to you guys. And we want to hear your feedback because this is your favorite show, just like it's our favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the drama in Black and Crew New York. So, back in New York, Bae is losing her mind.
Poor thing.
While everything is going haywire in New Orleans, Bae's losing her mind because she gets asked to work during maternity leave. And I actually want to give a shout out to one of our fans who Bumum Chuckwara. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to just call him Bumum. He said, why isn't anybody talking about Caesar having Bae reopen the shop when she was still on maternity leave? He didn't seem very empathetic about it either. Like, she just had a baby. C-section. And no one's there in the shop to help her run it. That's not right, and it sounds like a lawsuit to me, which sounds like something you would say.
Mm.
She shouldn't have done that favor for him. And I absolutely agree, because now she's in there, she's overwhelmed, she goes to social media, which I don't know why anybody thinks the answer is to get on social media and just call for random help. But in comes Puma looking for drama, and Rich, because he's looking, Rich, oh shit, because I feel like he's looking for, I feel like, and I think that you agree, because when we were watching, you could tell me if you agree. I feel like there's something else going on in Oshit's life again, mm-hmm. or Rich's life. He looks a little disturbed. I don't know if it's, what do you think it is?
Obviously, it's no secret he struggled with drug use in the past. Right. I think just from knowing people in my own life who mm-hmm. have struggled with drug use and stuff, mm-hmm. there's a lot of signs in this episode that to me said he was struggling again.
Yes.
Which I hope not. Obviously, we want him to be, whether we agree with him or not, we want right. the best for him. But what it came off as, mm-hmm. if you've looked at past seasons, that he's struggling again.
Yeah. Well, before we even get to see that far into it, they decide that not only are they going to pop up at the shop, but they're going to throw a party, which is, like, extremely disrespectful. Like, that's just that's asking for mm-hmm. a fight. Like, you know what you're doing when you do that. You're not coming to help. I don't know why Bae would be so naive to let them come, but she shouldn't have been there anyway.
That's my thing. Was it ideal for them to show up? No. But Bae is a first-time mother.
Right.
With a whole ass, fresh out of the womb baby.
C-section.
You mean to tell me that out of all, 10 people that work at yes. Black Ink, she was the one who had to come in? And then you have the audacity to get mad at her when things got out of control when she was alone?
Exactly.
Melody had me all the way messed up because she was like, what? Blah, blah, blah. Girl, you went to New Orleans to look stupid.
First of all. Like, why wasn't she there helping Bae again?
Because she went down, she decided that she needed to go find her white roots and go down to New Orleans and meet her cousin, who she's never met before, and have this big dramatic moment.
It had nothing to do with work. And she just called out, while knowing the situation that was going on, she just left Bae.
Yeah. No, so she goes down there and ends up looking stupid, mm-hmm. even though, like, her mom told her not to do it.
Uh-huh.
And now you're going to come back and be like, Bae, I can't believe you, blah, blah, blah. Y'all didn't leave her a choice.
Right. That's crazy. I'm over it. What I'm over is watching Caesar leave things and put things in people's hands instead of being a boss and overseeing it. If you see that you have a wild crew and you have to do a little bit of micromanaging, do a little bit of micromanaging, but don't come in and just throw stuff. These are tattoo artists. Like, you got mad at your homie last week for not being able to throw a party, but he's not from New Orleans. What's the guy's name? The other guy? Yeah, you got mad at Walt and tried to fire Walt for not being able to throw a hot party, but he's not a promoter. He's a tattoo artist. He's not from New Orleans either.
No, Caesar.
You leaving management in control of the shop, and they just dropping the ball and dropping it on Bae. You know what I'm saying?
And I love Caesar's ambition, and I love that he's trying to really put black business on the maps, and mm-hmm. I have mad respect for that. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to be able to walk before you can run, you know? Mm. And it's just, If you don't make sure that your foundation is sturdy, you're not going to be able to build anything off of it. And it's kind of just like he's forcing his foundation and then just building, and it's not going to set a strong precedent for the rest of your business. Trey
just always hollering every time I tune in, not even to be technical, but he always hollering and barking on somebody about why they didn't do a job that I feel like, as a boss, you should be the one making sure that these things are running smoothly.
But to play devil's advocate, and I can't believe I'm I'm not defending him, but I kind of, mm-hmm. The thing about Caesar is, we're I know people are going to get mad that I'm comparing it, but where Ryan mm-hmm. and, Nine Mag, we see, Ryan is able to separate business and family.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar really looks at his crew like a family. And so I think he kind of doesn't run out of chances. He consistently gives chances, and I don't always think it's serving him the best, because Donna should have been checked in reality when she mm-hmm. came down.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass should have been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a big domino
effect. But it's he's not going off until something big hits the fan, and then it's somebody he needs to yell at.
Yeah, but then he yells, and then he cools down, and then we're back to the same thing. Mm-hmm. You gotta, like, I know this is a family situation, or but you got to be training these people up, and there's got to be consequences for actions and stuff. And you can't have consequences for the people who are only dealing with the mess that you left.
That's
them.
My whole point. Like, he's not running his business right.
He doesn't can't. Punish the right people. Mm-hmm. Sky should have, like, Sky threw
Sky
a punch.
Sky should have been reprimanded.
Sky sat there and antagonized that man the entire last two episodes and swung on him. And I'm not agreeing with what he did, but he wouldn't have done that.
I don't agree with him agreeing that Jada should be fired, because if you and I have a fight off of the clock, it has nothing to do with our job. So why should a person at work or your boss at work come and reprimand you because of some shit that happened off the clock? Like, he's stepping into their personal beef now.
Technically, I mean, they were in New Orleans for a job, but my issue with the situation is that Teddy fired a girl because he's done sleeping with her and because he don't want her in his face anymore. Because in reality, even though technically this timeline is like probably like a month or so after Miami, so like Jada and Tati did get in a fight, and Jada did turn up on Tati because she thought she was with Teddy or flirting with Teddy, but I still feel like that wasn't the, like, Tati still was the one in the wrong, because that was a business trip. Mm-hmm. Tati did that. Mm-hmm. That should have been handled. Jada wasn't in the wrong there. But it was biased because Teddy chose to side with the girl that he now wants to sleep with.
Which is, it just all boils back to that C's needs to revisit his boss skills, period.
Teddy be on some anti-black women stuff, but I'm not even going to go down that road.
He definitely was like, you Latina, you everything I need tonight. You not like the other girls. You ain't got no drama. I was like, yeah, Teddy, you set yourself up for a read.
Yeah.
Well, step away from their drama for a little bit. Alex gets some really bad news that brings him back from New Orleans. His dad has a clogging in his arteries of his heart, and he has to get an emergency surgery, and he's looking for Donna to be there to support him. And first she agrees that she's going to, and then she doesn't show up. So he was feeling a little like abandoned by his girl. They just made it official. Who knows where Donna is? Somewhere turning up. Hopefully she has a good excuse, but we don't even get to find out why. Meanwhile, C's is looking for somebody to blame again, because he's getting this information about Herb. And instead of saying, I should have screened this guy a little bit better, he turns and then blames Alex. Like, Alex, this is your fault. I put you in charge of finding a tattoo artist. And Alex is like, get the hell out of my face. Like, my dad is sick. Like, I don't even care about this shit right now.
Yeah.
And apparently, It must have hit C's in his heart when Alex came off and said that, because C's was kind of just left it alone. But he did flip a chair. He flips as a whole Don. He reminds me of Don from Chicago. He flips the whole freaking couch over, only to find flyers that Puma and Rich have brought into this. To Black and Crew to make a whole freaking party at Nemesis's shop.
Which I was like, come on, producers, way to have a creative way of him finding out about
it.
Puma.
Was very much so production. But even still, like, it's a stupid storyline anyway. Like, why would you have, I'm sitting here trying to make sense of this and like just fall into it, but it's stupid. Like, you actually have the nerve to come to somebody's shop that you don't get along with and have a whole party with flyers and people everywhere.
First of all, in the real world,
it's just unrealistic.
That
as hell.
Is illegal.
It's just unrealistic. It's stupid.
That would be like form of breaking and entering, I feel like.
C's is losing it. I can't believe everybody is whoop-de-whoop-de-whoo. Everybody's mad at me. Not mad, but I can't believe everybody's going ham on me and I'm not this and I'm not that.
I can't trust anybody.
I'm holding it down and whoop-de-whoo.
It goes back into you punish the wrong people on your
exactly.
team. And you need to, like, that's why I always, whenever, like, close friends or family want to collaborate or work on stuff, I'm very hasty of it because I'm very much about my money type of person. So I don't care if we're family, friends. If we're going into business together, certain standards need to be held. And I'm not above being like, listen, this isn't working out because you can't. I put these standards before you joined.
So who do you think should set the standards?
I think, Caesar, if you're the business owner, you need to be setting standards, but you need to have everyone hold up to them. Teddy doesn't meet standards.
He is so far away from standards.
Sky doesn't meet.
This shop is the furthest away from standards that I have ever, like, I'm trying to figure out how he even has the nerve to blame. He's putting ordinary people in charge of tasks that they're not qualified for. And then he's getting mad that his business isn't running the way he wants it to. But he doesn't hire qualified people for qualified jobs. He should have hired a promoter to market his opening of his shop.
Well, I mean, you have Kitty, who's your brand ambassador and stuff. Why was Kitty not in charge of doing that?
Right. It's just he's not running his business right. And then he just comes and yaps and yells because it looks really cool for TV and flips stuff over. And
it's just stressful because, like, not to get, like, overly, like, the white man's keeping us down. But, like, representation of black people on TV is already kind of trash. And we already look ratchet and crazy or whatever. And it bums me out to see such a strong businessman like Caesar be on TV and be out here looking crazy. Obviously, there's drama on in every office, you know, shop, whatever. But I just feel like this season is just, like, it's too much. Like, like, damn, you're really one of the few that get to represent us. And y'all have us out here looking crazy. And, like, and unfortunately, we don't live in a society where we get that luxury to have people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have the luxury that, like, other races do where, like, Honey Boo Boo and her family can be on TV acting whack as hell, but, like, nobody generalizes that entire race. Mm-hmm. We don't get that luxury. And so to see some of the stuff that they do on this show sometimes is just, like, I love y'all, but come on. Like, get it together.
It's hard to get through sometimes, but gotta love them. It's Black Ink Crew New York, honey. That's what they do, though. They turn up. They've been turning up. It's just they motto.
They have been. I just feel like this season is just, like, is extra. And, like, Michelle, my bell in the chat said, I honestly think it's just production. And I agree. But I feel like, I don't know, there's just some stuff. There's some stuff that money's not worth it. There's not enough money in the world for me to be out here showing my ass.
You know? Like, Teddy, like, what you want to do? Like, no, Teddy, turn down. You look stupid.
Yeah.
Like, does that make any sense, what you're trying to do right now? No. Sky, does it make any sense for you to be disrespecting this young man for no reason? Like, okay, you don't like him. Find a better way to handle it.
And it's just, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been such a fan of Black Ink. Like, Black Ink Crew New York was actually the show that, like, really got me into Black Ink Crew Chicago. Like, I was a New York fan first. And so to see, like, where they've gone and, like, how they've, like, not that they haven't always been, like, you know, fighting stuff, but this is just, like, extreme. I just feel like there's too much pressure on them. Well, there's too much, like, clout chasing for some of them, and it bums me out because I do want to see good stuff for them.
Well, speaking of a forced re-entry into the show, Rich, aka Oh Shit, illegally forces his way into the shop. We hear some crashing and booming at the end of the episode, and it's Rich coming through the window to get his paintings that he left that he claims are his. And Caesar's like, that stuff is mine. You don't have the right to be in here. Get out. And he's like, no, I gave it to you. But there's obviously, do you agree, emotional trauma there that Rich is reaching back out. I feel like he needs help getting clean, and I think maybe I don't want to accuse him, but I'm going to say it looks like he may have another issue that he needs Caesar's support in getting through. Maybe there's a comfort zone with Caesar by his side.
Yeah. I don't want to accuse him of anything, but as someone who's had people very close to me struggle with drug abuse, what tends to happen is they try to get clean. It gets hard, and rather than holding themselves accountable and working through that, sometimes they choose to decide that you're the problem, and they push you away, and they go to someone who's not going to hold them accountable. And I feel like that's what happened with Rich and Caesar. I feel like that's why he, in reality, I feel like that's why he chose to leave Black Ink Crew. I feel like Puma doesn't hold him to the same standard.
It's like he, because, like, Caesar's making him be accountable.
Yeah, I think Rich is going through a lot right now, and him breaking in is a cry for help. And it was really heartbreaking to see the exchange between him and Caesar. But at the same time, it's something that, like, this is why I watched the show, because, like, there's authentic emotion here. and there's authentic love for each other.
Do you agree with Caesar that it's just time to cut oh shit off?
I think like that's I think it's honestly up to Caesar. Like you have like obviously Caesar's not he's overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. His mental health isn't the best, and I think as much as you love certain people, you have to put your mental health first. And I hope that this is Caesar kind of like reflecting and being like, I'm going through a lot right now. I need to check myself, because you can't help other people if you're not on.
It's true. It's so hard though. Like, it is so hard to have a person who's going through something or struggling with something mentally and know that for your own strength, you have to turn your back on them. Because nobody, it is so hard for me to watch a person struggle and feel like there's nobody there who loves them or nobody there who cares for them enough to stick by their side. But it could just be so draining to deal with the same issues when you give your vitality and your goodness to somebody to help them time after time, and they just keep on making the same mistake. Like, I hate being in that situation because it's so hard to turn my back on somebody. Like, my empathy level is on 10,000. Like, I can feel people's hurt. So it's just like, damn, that is my brother. But sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And I'm just learning that now. Like, people, everybody has issues, but people will really put their shit on you if you let them, especially if they know you're the one that they can unload on, you know? So sometimes it takes you just recognizing and turning. You got to.
And sometimes it takes you turning your back for people to get the aha
sometimes
moment.
Sometimes those are the best friends, the one who say, look, you got to do this one on your own this time.
Yeah.
You know? And I wish you the best, but I felt for Caesar because when Puma really broke down and just was like, bro, I love you, like, you broke my heart, I could see in Caesar so bad when he was just like, how you gonna tell me that, bro? Like, you think I don't love you? Like, do you not see how much I've tried to pour into you? So that was like a heart-wrenching moment. I kind of felt for Caesar right there, you know? Because Caesar's a good guy. These guys aren't bad guys, man. It's just the representation. Like, would it really still be a good show if they got it together the way we wanted them to?
I think so.
Live for the drama, right? Is that what it's about? Like, even when I watch Housewives of New Jersey or, you know, something that isn't particularly an urban show or urban girl show, you know, like, you see drama in all of these shows. So maybe it's just what it is and we have to live for it.
There's levels to it, though. Like, again, sorry for the people who are going to get mad that I'm going to compare this.
You ain't got to compare. But apologize. We here to talk.
For instance, Black Ink Crew Chicago has a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. Do we see them getting in physical? Like, we see them fight, and we have seen them get physical. Mm-hmm. But does it get to the degree that this does? Do we see the negative talk about women, especially about Black women on that show? No. Do we see the blatant disregard for women on that show? No, not really. Mm. And it's just like, I just feel like when you have such a big viewing, you have a responsibility to rep us, because we get one shot. We honestly do. It gets frustrating sometimes watching Black reality TV, because it's like, damn, people really think we all like this. And y'all aren't even really like this. Like, I truly think Caesar and Teddy and Sky and all of them are good people. I don't think they're bad people. But I just think, like, y'all just don't handle stuff correctly sometimes, and it gets frustrating.
It's very true. Fans, if you are watching, tune in and tell us what you think about the drama on these shows, and let us know what direction should we see Caesar take things in. Like, are we living for these fights? Is it funny, or is it time to see Black Ink Crew New York clean up their act a little bit? Because it's a little wild. It's a lot going on.
I want to see more tattooing. I want to see more, like, outreach to the community. And, like, we've seen that stuff before, and I love this stuff. And that's why I feel like it's still a good show when we see the positives.
It is.
It doesn't always have to be the positive.
Good luck with that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be the positive, but, like, come on.
It's Black Ink Crew reality, VH1, honey.
I hope it is what it is. It.
I don't know, but we'll have to see. It's going to make for a good show, because we get to see how they're going to come together, you know. He went from one shop to four now.
Yeah.
So that's business growing. Hopefully, I don't know, Sky just seems to be turned. She's a celebrity now. She's turned. She has the body that she's always wanted. She's living the lifestyle that she's always wanted. I don't know if you could tame an ego like that, you know, so quickly.
You want to do Jackass of the Week?
Yeah, with that being said, we're going to go into our Jackass of the Week segment.
All right. Okay. You know, originally, I was going into this show prepared to say that Caesar was my Jackass of the Week. But after thinking about it and, like, talking it out, I kind of feel for Caesar because I feel like he really is overwhelmed. And I do have I have respect for him as a businessman. And I really do think he's trying to help his family. I just think he doesn't handle it the best way. So he's not my Jackass of the Week. Mm-hmm. My Jackass of the Week is going to be Teddy.
I knew you was going to say Teddy.
And this is the thing. I need people to know that I don't hate Teddy. As a matter of fact, I thought Teddy was fine as hell for the longest time.
Until you paid attention to his personality.
Until I really started paying attention.
Don't you hate when that happens?
When I stopped just looking at him. And I was like,
You think you opened your mouth.
But I just like, for you to be Caesar's right-hand man, you have to be the one to be able to step out of a situation and see what's best. Like, when your dude's heated, you need to be able to be the one to be like, all right, this isn't what's best for the situation. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, just the stuff with Tati was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like that, like, romance or whatever it is. It's just corny to me, and it makes me feel like I should shower. So Teddy, you're still cute physically, but you my Jackass of the Week.
My Jackass of the Week is Puma. Because you do not come to somebody else's shop knowing that you have beef, bringing a close tie friend in like Rich, who you know has emotional trauma. You know, this is not only are you stirring up drama in Caesar's life as Caesar's shopping, being disrespectful, you have now opened an emotional wound in Rich's life that he was not ready, obviously, for the scab to be ripped off. He did not need to be in that shop. You know, if he was going to close that door and walk away, him being there again, it didn't do anything but rehash old feelings. That's why he came and he started seeing the art on the wall. He started finding an excuse to draw back into his, you know, his low place, his sunken place.
Yeah.
So I feel like Puma was a real jackass for that. Like, you didn't have to do that. You just showed up to cause problems. Like,
that's very true.
It was silly. With that being said, we asked the fans last week to help us figure out this Jada Tati situation, and we got a little feedback. I'm going to read a couple. Jalen Henry said, y'all, last season, Jada attacked Tati because she thought she was sleeping with Tati. So fast forward to now, it's the first that they've seen each other since then. That's why Tati did what she did. Jada is not a victim. Ithril One says, I got the vibe that he was... what is he talking about? Talking about Herb. He says, I got the vibe that Herb was flirting with Sky, but Sky wasn't feeling him. They edited out so much that whole fight seems so random. So, Ethereal One seems to feel like with the Herb situation, there was more to it than what we saw. So, those are just a few shout-outs. And also, Antoinette Maria says, Jada threw water on Tati's dog, threw her things down the steps, and wiped her toothbrush inside the toilet bowl. So to me, her firing was justified. Teddy is part owner of all the shops, so he has a say-so in who was fired and who was hired. He was also getting cuts off their checks but decided to stop because it didn't feel right. I do agree that Teddy shouldn't have stepped in when Jada was trying to talk to Tati. Herb was justified in punching the F out of Sky. Keep your hands to yourself, period. So that's a little sum up of everything.
Very
Antoinette.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what she seems to feel. So she says it's Sky's fault. She said Jada was wilding out on Tati, so we have that. And she kind of feels like Teddy might be a little slimy, but not as slimy as we think. So I don't know. That's what our fan feedback was for last week.
I don't know. But y'all, make sure to hop in the comments. Let us know what y'all thought of this week. We want to hop into predictions? Do you have predictions for next week?
No.
I'm very interested to see this new girl, the Jada replacement. Obviously, we see Jada back next week.
All right.
So, I'm very interested to see how that goes. Elle Marie did meet Jada this weekend.
Yes.
So we're hopefully going to get her in the studio soon, you guys.
Yes.
Make sure, tweet at her.
Yes.
Comment on her Instagram.
Tweet at everybody. Let them know what we're
doing.
Yeah,
let them know.
We got Donna tuned in to some of our clips last week.
Donna showed us some love.
Hopefully we'll have some of them in, at least Skyping in soon, the same way we do with Chicago.
For sure.
So we can hear what they think about what they see and the edits and everything, you know, how everything's playing out. But until then... until the fights next week.
Good Lord.
We are your girls. I'm Karma. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
And I'm Drew Jones. You guys can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And if you're a fan of black comics, I'm on the Black Lightning after show right after this at 10 p.m. So
yes,
come
so
hang.
Tune in to Black Lightning. And until next week, we'll see you guys later. Later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos,
the views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.